Welcome to the Rise Priestess podcast, a place for women just like you who are in the process of claiming their callings, rising into priestesshood, and building a legacy. This is where values-driven women come to learn how to unleash their gifts and share them unapologetically with the world to unlock deep contribution and potent prosperity. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Coxon. I'm an author, yoga teacher, activist, and business mentor. I bridge together feminine-inspired leadership and divine masculine action that quantum leaps you into an expansive experience of life and business. I believe that business is a vehicle for not only living a more purposeful and free life, but for also contributing to social and ecological healing. I live in a coastal town in Portugal and have been channeling my inner priestesshood into various heart-centered businesses since 2016. Back then, I left my life as an archaeologist to play my part in the reawakening of the feminine. Although I now run a successful mission-driven business, it's been quite the journey. I've had to move past imposter syndrome, own my gifts, make friends with money, step into feminine leadership, dismantle toxic conditioning, and learn ethical marketing practices. I'm here to help you on your journey to living life and doing business on your terms. From guest interviews to solo heart riffs to laser coaching sessions, this podcast is here to inspire you to reclaim the feminine, live your Dharma, and get paid for being you. So sit back, take a deep breath, sister, and let's dive into today's episode. Hi, loves. Welcome. In this episode, I'm sharing my thoughts around why coaching, or you can call it mentoring, guiding, space holding, facilitating, why coaching matters more than you realize. And I'm also going to be exploring the reasons why I believe our society in general still doesn't see the true value in it. What I share in this episode is going to be really, really powerful for you if you are wanting to change an aspect of your life in some way, be it your sense of confidence, your career, your business, like clarity in your soul's calling, your relationships. And it's also going to be really helpful for you if you are a coach or a space holder, or you aspire to be a coach, a space holder, a facilitator, and you sometimes question the value of what you can offer, then this episode is really going to be helpful. My intention for this episode is that it's going to help you feel brave enough to seek out the support that you deserve so that you can really grow and transform, to understand what investing in yourself actually means and how to do it in an empowering way, and also how to be discerning about which coaches are legit and which coaches are right for you. And if you're a space holder or an aspiring coach, it's going to help you to value yourself more, value your work more, and also get even better at it so that everybody wins. So before we get into the details, I want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by me. So although I have been told that my podcast and my books are very potent and very activating, I hear this all the time, I want to be really clear. The real work happens when you decide to work with me. And there are three ways in which you can currently do that. Number one, you can book one or a few Dharma coaching sessions. These one-to-one sessions are designed to help you build your self-belief, find purpose, and get clarity on your direction. Two, if you're a new business owner or an aspiring business owner and you want to replace your 9-to-5 salary and make your money from doing what you love, of course you do, then Awaken to Freedom Business School for Priestesses is for you. This is a hybrid curriculum and group mentoring program that teaches you pretty much everything you need to know and supports you deeply for 6 months so that you can really integrate and really master what you learn. It's brilliant, quite frankly. Number three, if you are a business owner and you are living off your business earnings, but you would like to experience more financial consistency and freedom, then the Overflow Mentorship is the program for you. This holistic business mentorship will help you grow your business in a sustainable, ethical, and profitable way. So to find out more about how I can help you, you can head over to www.drsarahcoxon.com, or you can click the link in the show notes, or you can send me a DM with the word expansion on Instagram if you're not sure which one of those really is for you, but you love the idea of working with me and exploring how I can support you. You can send me the word expansion and we'll just have a little chat. And don't worry, I don't force people into anything that isn't right for them. So if you are reaching out to me, you're not gonna have one of those coaches just trying to get you into something. That's not how I work. So let's talk about why I believe we all need, and I'm putting like need in, I wish you could see my fingers, you know, the air quotation marks, why we all need coaching. Okay, so backstory. I used to feel slightly embarrassed when someone asked me what I did like a few years ago. You know, back in the day when I was an archaeologist, I was proud, you know, I was doing my PhD in something really interesting and people would always kind of be like, cool, whoa, that's so cool, you're an archaeologist. But I found that years later, when I started sharing with people, you know, at parties, so what is it you do? And you're like, oh, fuck, here we go. You know, sharing with them that I was a yoga teacher and a woman's coach, I would feel myself shrinking a little bit. And this was because in the personal development bubble, it kind of all makes sense. It's like, yeah, I'm a coach and I do this, and it kind of feels easier to share that, right? But then the outside world, for me, it felt really vulnerable. And dare I say it, I mean, I really hate this phrase, like woo-woo. But I just felt like, oh my God, I'm not gonna be taken seriously. And over the past few years, I found myself sitting with the question of, does anyone actually need coaching? Like, is this important? Is the work that I'm doing, is the work that we're doing, is it important? Does anyone actually need coaching? Now, there are two answers to this, and there's a fair amount of nuance to this. So one answer is no, you don't need coaching. Not in the sense that no one needs to invest in themselves, right? And you're not a horrible person and you don't have a crap money mindset and don't value yourself if you don't invest in yourself. That's just manipulative marketing, you know, right? It's like, oh, you don't value yourself, so you don't invest in yourself. Oh, God. I mean, why on earth would a coach say that? Oh, wait, it's because they want you to invest in their program. And I'm sure if we went back through episodes of my podcast, I'm sure there's some rhetoric in that. So I apologize for that in advance. So where was I? No, nobody needs coaching, right? People have made it in life and business without coaching. The second answer to does anyone need coaching is that yes, everyone needs coaching. But this is more from the sense that the right kind of coaching, space holding, mentorship is completely transformative. And we all deserve support and guidance in the areas of our lives that we want to see the most change. I want to repeat that. We all deserve the right support and guidance in the areas of our lives that we want to see the most change. I have come to the very powerful realization that if everyone in the world has or has ever worked with a loving coach, guide at least one time in their life, the entire world would be different. Working with teachers, coaches, mentors, guides, and facilitators has changed my life in the sense that it has fast-tracked my growth. There is work that I've done with facilitators that I couldn't possibly do by myself, that I couldn't possibly do by just simply reading a book. There is so much information out there. You know, so much information out there. But it has been my coaches and my mentors and my teachers that have really, oh, really helped me to fast track my growth. And I recognize that I have privilege in the fact that I've been able to pay for coaching. But I also, so this privilege, I get that, but also I made it a priority. Even during the times when I didn't have a lot of income coming in. Instead of buying a fancy phone or a car or a new laptop, I'm thinking like years and years and years ago, instead of buying even brand new clothes, I invested in a lot of my personal development stuff. I was going to workshops, I was doing my yoga teacher training, I was getting mentorship, I was working with shamans. And that was where I put all my money. Oh, that and travel, because I was also travel obsessed. Most of my clothes back in the day came from eBay. They were secondhand. And back then, that wasn't about sustainability. Although now I'm like, cool. I didn't have enough awareness back then. I'm talking about like 10 years ago now. It was because I prioritized working with mentors and coaches and teachers. So yeah, instead of holding on to my savings, this is true actually. Like instead of holding on to my savings, I invested in my first life coach. Today it's a bit different. My investments are a bit different. I invest monthly in one-to-one business mentoring. I write it off as an important and valuable business expense. And I wouldn't be where I am today without that kind of going all in mentality, without that strong mindset. I don't believe that you need a coach all the time, but if you feel stuck, if you've plateaued, if you're confused, if you're not even enjoying your life or your business, like it's a sign that maybe you do. And this isn't, you know, from the space of you need saving. Like if you're investing so that your coach can give you all the answers and save you, don't even fucking bother. No. We're talking about radical responsibility here. But if you are, if you're wanting to change something, look at where you're spending your money and redirect it towards the help that you deserve. Okay? Maybe some of you listening actually are thinking, yeah, that's fine, but I've actually had some really bad coaching experiences, or I've had coaching experiences where they're a bit like, meh. And this could be for so many reasons. This could be because you weren't ready to show up and integrate, or it could be that you just chose the wrong facilitator for you. It happens and it's okay. And this is also part of the process, but please don't give up on finding that right facilitator, that right mentor, that right coach. I am currently working with, I have business mentors, and then I have like other types of coaches, and I'm currently working with a sexological body worker. She's absolutely amazing, and things are really, really, really changing for me. So I've been working with her one-on-one, and now me and my partner are going to come in and work with her as well. And not because we needed anything fixing, right? There was nothing wrong per se. There was just this deep knowing that I could grow as a sexual being even more, and wanting to experience things that I didn't even know that were available to experience, right? So we don't always have to come to coaches if we feel like broken as well. Sometimes it's like, actually, like maybe I'm plateauing and I'm like telling myself this is good, but actually there's more growth that I want. So yeah, I'm working with her and she's absolutely amazing. And I did work last year. I worked with another intimacy coach before, and she was good. And I needed something different. So it wasn't that, it's like if you're not experiencing the facilitation and the transformation that you want, like how are you showing up? Are you showing up to the container, like knowing exactly what you want from your coach and kind of like co-creating the journey? That can be why transformation isn't happening if you're not doing that. Or maybe you just haven't found the right coach yet. That's okay. So this brings me on to how to spot a good coach. So I believe that the way that coaches and mentors bring them into your containers says it all. If they are committed to your growth, but they're not pushy and they trust you to make the best decision for yourself, you are on to a winner. If they take a tailored approach, so they meet you where you're at rather than superimposing their way and their way only, winner, you're onto a winner. If they clearly explain the process and they allow it to be a co-created experience, winner. If they hold you responsible for your growth, winner. If they hold themselves responsible for how they conduct themselves, winner. These are all really, really good signs. If they respect you, if they value you, if they have time for you, and they also have strong boundaries, this, in my world, the world according to Sarah, winner. We're all different, right? And what we need is going to be different as well. But a really good space holder, a really good mentor, a really good coach is going to be able to adapt to you and respond to you. So if you were to be a fly on the wall in my coaching sessions, right, you would see that the way I am and the way I conduct a session for one client is completely different from how I do it with another client. And that's because I'm feeling into them. I'm feeling what they need. I'm feeling the approach, right? I'm feeling what's necessary. And I'm asking and I'm constantly checking in. So of course I have my modalities and my processes, but they look different for different people. So yeah, I think that's what makes me a very good coach and a very good mentor. Does it mean that I'm the right coach and mentor for everyone? Absolutely not. So you're gonna also be able to tell if a coach is a good coach, if they are culturally responsive and competent, because if they are on social media or they create content, they won't use gaslighting or manipulative tactics in their content. So I personally think that any marketing, I think you can really tell someone's approach from their marketing, right? And if you get any feelings of like being gaslit or something, or manipulated in the marketing, I mean, all marketing is manipulative, right? But there's like positive manipulation, because it's like manipulating you toward like saying, hey, you can experience life differently, you can be more yourself, you can heal this, you can heal that. Like marketing that makes you believe that that's possible for you and makes you take a stand for that and commit to that, great. Marketing that is really more about like, you know, if you don't ever invest in yourself, you're a bad person. That's manipulative in a different way, because how the hell does that coach know what the right investment is for you right now? So that blanket statement of like the transaction, the transformation is in the transaction, who is that actually benefiting? Could potentially benefit you if investing is going to expand you enough to then take action, or it might not benefit you if you're not in that place. So a more ethical message would be, the transformation is in the transaction. If you are in a situation where like you know that you can take action and you like you know you have space to really integrate this work, like then yeah, okay. So anyway, I'm getting sidetracked, but what I'm saying is like you can really tell about someone's approach and how safe they will be, like the kind of safe space they will create from their marketing message. And you know, I think that messaging along the lines of, look at all this money I made, work with me and you will too, look at my luxury lifestyle. This is not culturally responsive because it doesn't factor in systemic issues and the reality that not everyone is starting from the same place or has had the same privileges. And I think that good coaches, good mentors understand nuance. They understand context. They understand that what applies to one person doesn't necessarily apply to another. And so you're going to feel that in their marketing, I would assume. So yeah, I will say be very discerning about who you choose to work with, especially if you're building a business. But if you're doing anything, your relationship, you want to work on your relationship, you want to work on like deepening your understanding of your Dharma, you want to work on your confidence, look at the way that these coaches are conducting themselves and they speak about themselves. If they've made it out that they've got everything 100% sorted and that their way is the only way and that they are, you know, 100% embodied all the time, they 100% embody the result that you want, something a little bit fishy with that. I wouldn't trust it if I were you because no. So yeah, be discerning about who you choose to work with. Do not get sold on hype. You do not get sold on hype. This is something that I was taught as a way to sell back in the day. Like, you know, get people excited, hype them up. And I know I've even taught this myself. There's an element where that is... it's totally ethical because you're activating a desire that's already there, right? But sometimes we can buy courses or we can enter into expensive coaching relationships because we got sold on the hype. We saw maybe some of their testimonials and we're like, oh my God, yes. But it's like, it's big. It's like larger than life. It's like it's not even the typical results, but they use them over and over and over and over again to manipulate, basically. So yeah, don't get sold on hype. Ask yourself, does this coach or mentor or space holder seem to care about me? Does this coach talk more than just money and strategy? Does this coach talk about what really matters to them? Does this coach sometimes get a little bit vulnerable, but not in a like airing dirty laundry and being a hot mess kind of way? If the answer is yes, in my world, that's a huge green flag. So yeah, now I want to share my thoughts on why I believe that society in general devalues coaching and space holding and even kind of stigmatizes it a little bit. And I think what I'm going to say is something quite radical, and it's something new that I'm coming to realize and think about. I may change my mind about this, but this is how I see it at the moment, which is that I believe that if we don't see the value of a coach, a mentor, or a guide, or we don't see the value of us being a coach, a mentor, or a guide, then we're experiencing internalized patriarchy. Let me explain what I mean by this. So, working on your purpose, your business, your relationship, your health, the relationship to yourself, no matter what anyone says, it's not just a bunch of steps. It's a process, and it can be actually very emotionally taxing. We hit up against blocks all the time. We get triggered. It's hard fucking work sometimes, right? All sorts of stuff comes up. And I believe that one of the most transformative and healing aspects of a coach, mentor, guide relationship is the emotional support, because a skilled space holder is able to offer them the kind of emotional support that will encourage you to regulate your nervous system. It doesn't have to be with practices. It can just be simply that they're there and able to just hold space for you. Holding space is deeply nourishing for our nervous systems. Like if we have space held for us to share, our nervous systems are on board with that, right? So having emotional support will regulate your emotions, will allow you to navigate your emotions, the emotions that you're experiencing, regardless of, like, basically if you feel safe to share and you don't feel judged, And sometimes you might feel judged, and that's your stuff. But no coach should ever be judging you, right? I don't think. No. So anyway, this kind of emotional support, where you regulate your nervous system just by being supported and have space held for you, will help you move forward so you don't keep hitting the same blocks. You know, you're blocked. Because what happens is, like, we have an emotional reaction, and then what usually happens? We give up. But when someone says, we have that emotional reaction, someone says, oh my gosh, whew, that sounds really, really, really tough. How can I support you? Then immediately, if you offload or they share a practice with you or whatever it is, a reframe, that's going to help you move past that emotional block and then move forward on your journey of healing and growth, right? But we live in a patriarchal system that favors the logical and really devalues the importance of the emotional world, right? If you're constantly looking for strategy and you want a coach to give you all the strategy and you don't give a shit about any of the emotional support, internalized patriarchy, just saying. So the patriarchal system doesn't see the true value of emotional support and building relationships. And this is kind of wild, because there have now been studies that show that the client-facilitator relationship is one of the factors that can dramatically improve client outcomes. So, yeah, love, compassion, understanding, space holding, these are typically seen as feminine traits in our culture. These are somehow seen as supplementary, not elementary. These are somehow seen as like a not necessary addition when they are fucking crucial. They should be at the core of everything. So therefore, if you don't see the value of coaching or space holding, you've dismissed the idea of hiring a coach, for example, or you devalue your work as a coach or a space holder, you may have internalized this patriarchal worldview, and I invite you to change that. The transformative power of space holding is in the relationship you build with your facilitator or as a facilitator. It's with feeling seen, it's with feeling heard, it's with feeling understood, loved, and held accountable to your desires and goals. And you deserve to receive this. You deserve to receive this, and you deserve to offer it to others. Which brings me to how to ensure that you are a good enough coach, good enough space holder. So this is, of course, is the world according to me. If you would disagree with me, like, send me a message. Like, this doesn't have to be a one-way conversation and this is the way the world is. Like, send me a message if you disagree with me, because this allows me to engage with these ideas and check in with myself. Does that feel true? Huh, there's another way of seeing it. I never thought of it like that. So yeah, I just wanted to say that. Anyway, so this is like I said, the world according to me. So how do you ensure that you're a good enough coach? I think the first thing to remember is that it isn't your job to take full responsibility for your client results. In fact, it isn't really your job to take responsibility for your client results at all. It is okay that someone works with you and then goes on to work with someone else, and perhaps you open things up for them a little bit, but they work with someone else and maybe they even get better results with that other person, right? And this is because the client-coach relationship is so contextual, and there are all sorts of factors that come into play, their own unique unfolding and timing of their lives, what's going on in their lives, what they've been doing prior to entering into a container with you. So, you know, with my own Dharma coaching clients, for example, how quickly they see change really depends on what they're bringing into the container. And with my holistic business mentoring clients, if they've been in business a while, change can happen relatively quickly in a matter of weeks, or it can be quite big change, you know, like doubling their revenue, tripling their revenue or something because they had this foundation. But if these clients have just started, it can take longer because they've just fucking started, right? So when you see all these shiny testimonials, like there's no context, you don't know what these people were doing before. And it makes it sound like, you know, they were overnight success because they work with these coaches. And I just think like, no, it doesn't work like that, which can then make us doubt ourselves as space holders, right? So what I recognize is like what their results are, how long it takes, how it unfolds for them is not a reflection of me. It's so much deeper and nuanced than that. But also not everyone is going to vibe with my approach, right? So being a good coach, facilitator, guide isn't about getting it right or being perfect. You are going to probably bring in clients that you think, fuck, I don't know if I've helped them. And then there are going to be other clients that come in where you're like, oh my God, like we're 3 sessions in and like the transformation is amazing. How has that happened? It's just context. That said, you do have a responsibility to your clients. You have a responsibility to care. You have a responsibility to listen deeply. You have a responsibility to share the best modalities and frameworks that you have in that moment. You have a responsibility to be constantly honing your craft. You have the responsibility of putting your clients' well-being first, to build trust and allow there to be love in the relationship between you. This is really, really powerful stuff. And this is often overlooked. I don't see this talked about much, but this is how we step into liberatory leadership. And these are the kind of things that I help all of my clients who are business owners or aspiring business owners start to reflect upon and integrate. Because this actually builds confidence. Okay, so I'm sure there were lots of nuggets of wisdom in that for you. And this is all I have to share today on why I believe that coaching matters more than you think. And like I said, if you are now like, oh my God, I want to go deeper into this. I want to go deeper on my Dharma. I want to go deeper on my business journey. Like I said, there are 3 ways that you can currently work with me. So number 1, you can book a Dharma coaching session with me or a few sessions. These are designed to help you to obviously get clarity on your Dharma. If you're a new business owner and you want to replace your 9-to-5 salary from doing what you love, then the second way you can work with me is in the Awaken to Freedom Business School for Priestesses. Or thirdly, if you are a business owner, you're living off your business earnings, but you would really like to experience more financial consistency and freedom, then Overflow, the mentorship, is for you. So like I said, you can head over to www.drsarahcoxon.com, check out all the details, or you can DM me on Instagram at Dr. Sarah Coxon, the word expansion, and we can have a chat. I'm here to support you guys. And like I said, you know, these podcasts can be super activating. My book is super activating. But the truth is that the real work happens in a container with me. Sending you so much love. Thank you so much for listening. If this really spoke to you and you think more people need to hear what I have to share, not just your prospective clients, but friends and family, then pop it on your Instagram stories. You can share it to your Instagram stories. Make sure you tag me as well, because that's a great way for me to say thank you and hello back to you. The world needs more mentoring. The world needs more coaching. The world needs more space holding. This is what I believe. Speak to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning into the Rise Priestess podcast. If this episode spoke to you, you can contribute greatly by sharing it to your Instagram stories. Make sure that you also tag me at Dr. Sarah Coxon so that I can personally reach out and thank you. And if you're not already a member of my Instagram community, you can pop over there now and join us. I keep it very real over there, sharing behind the scenes of my life and business to inspire you to live life and do business your own way. You can also apply to be a guest on the show by emailing Sarah at Dr. Sarah Coxon with the subject podcast guest. You can also head over to my website, the link is in the show notes, to find out more about how I can help you step into your unique priestesshood to unlock deep contribution and potent prosperity. See you next time.